So how did you first become interested in studying the sea women of Iceland?
I went to Iceland, and at that time, I found out about one of the early sea women who was an amazing person, who was a captain. She was renowned for getting more catches than anybody else. She never lost a crew member in the 60 years she fished, which is pretty remarkable because they were fishing in the Arctic in open rowboats. And in the 1700s, she was 1700s, mid-1800s. And so I asked my friend, you know, are there any other sea women around? That's fascinating. And she said, I don't think so. I don't know her anybody. So I just got curious. That's all.
In your research, how were these women in the 1700s and 1800s breaking into what's known as a traditionally male-dominated industry?
Well, what I found, what is one of the more remarkable things, is in the history, in the 1700s, 1800s, even into the 1600s, women were expected to go to sea. I could, after all the research, I can say with confidence, at least a third of the fishing fleet were women. The thing that was intriguing is what was very clear is the sea was not, what they say, a male space. It wasn't considered a male occupation. It was everybody did it. There wasn't a gender divide. Women were captains. Women were helmsmen. When sails came in, they were acclaimed for handling the sails. They were respected just as men. The change occurred in about 1900 when the trawlers came in, the steam trawlers came in the early 1900s. And also when Iceland got connected to Europe. And at that time, it shifted to the sea was a man's place. And the iconic image of the woman is at home being the sea wife, that only started in the 1900s. That's what's remarkable. Then women sort of clawed their way back, but now it was women entering a man's profession. It was really different.
So you conducted years of research in Iceland, and I'm wondering, what were some of the more surprising things you found?
Well, one that I think will be really fun to talk with people in Homer about is what has been written on women going to sea. They all talk about it as women coming into a man's place, and one reason, the major reason more women don't do it is because men on the boats don't want them there. That is what people say again and again and again and again. What all the women said, every single successful sea woman that I talked with in Iceland is not that at all. As a woman, if you go onto a boat, you do have to prove yourself. Once you prove that you can do the work, then the women all said the guys on the boat became their best comrades, their best buddies. And the discrimination against them on the boat evaporated. They were part of a team. It's not women making an incursion into a man's world so much as it's people doing what they love together.